Mishnah Kuf Chaf Amar Aleph, the second Mishnah Kuf Chaf Amar Aleph. Rishon Ben Ana says, "Person or Shogadi, Agabi Shita Tevu Megdol Shachos Behenesa Or." Person is allowed to, if there's a box which is on fire, some type of a box, container, etc., which is on fire, you're allowed to take the hide of a gedi, which is still fresh, so it has liquid in it, and put it on the other side of the box where the fire is not there yet. Which, when the fire gets there, it'll block the oxygen, and the fire will not burn that other part of the box. This works, because since had the hide been dry, it would just burn also. But since the hide is fresh and wet, it's not going to burn. It's going to smolder, etc., and the fire will go out. So this is some form of
So you're putting this wet hide right on top of the item that's burning.
Right, but not on the part where it's burning. The fire's on this side. You cover that side. When it gets there, right, it'll put it out. You can't put it on top of the fire. You're smoking. Okay. Furthermore, if there's a fire spreading in the house, you ought to make some type of a barrier with any type of containers. Whether there's water inside of these containers or not, you could put your earthenware jugs, make this barrier of earthenware jugs, that the fire will get there and it'll block the fire from going any further. However, in a case if you're talking about a kli which it will not withstand the heat, it'll burst, and the water will pour out and actively put out the fire, even though he didn't directly put out the fire, he just put the barrier there, and the water eventually put it out. But when it happens, it's not just going to prevent it from going further, but it's going to actively extinguish the fire. That's also Rashi. Urshal gedi lach. This hide is still fresh, so it's wet. Meshu mecharach min or it blazes right. Ben on nisuf. It's going to get scorched, but it's not going to burn. Therefore, it'll protect the teva from being burnt any further. Whether they're containing water or not. The new earthenware pots which have not been used, so they still have the potential for bursting. Comes the more and the more says, "Amar Yehuda Marav, Talish Achas Bo Ha'or Mitzad Echad." So you have a fire which caught a garment which caught fire on one end. Notice in Aleh Mayim Mitzad Achad, you got to put water on the other side. Tosha says it doesn't actually mean water, because we have a problem putting water on a garment when you put water on a garment, it's considered washing it. So he's saving the fire, but he's being over the malacha of malabain at the other end. It means a wine which would leave a residue, so it's not cleaning it, it's dirtying it. When we discussed this before, by the case of Mr. Chai, then as I saw exactly how you're allowed, that was where Tosis really spoke about it, was you're how you're sticking it in, the wine's going to is going to wash it, so the wine doesn't consider that it washes it. So you'll have to put some type of retardant on the other end. And when the fire gets there, if the fire goes out, that's not his problem. It went out. Meister, the Moor is going to challenge Rob's din. Talosh Ochas Boha Or Mitzad Echad. Tosefta says If the towel, the one side of this garment is caught fire, is poishta umiskasabo, you're allowed to open it up and put it on. Vim kavsa kavsa. Now, I can explain to you the halachic element of it. The physical matzias, exactly how it puts out the fire, I don't exactly get the but the point it seems to be that, you know, the physical matzias, I don't understand exactly how it works. Normally you would say that the point, but the point is it's when it gets there, it's there's something blocking from the fire to spread any further because there's something in the way, so it's going to, that's not an active act of putting it out. So that was a situation that came out on Shabbos, so you can't actively put out the fire, but you can maneuver it in such a way that if, that when the fire gets there, it'll go out, and that's mutter. So, the heter is drama. No, I mean, the heter is that grama would be that when it happens, it's called you're doing it. Over here, it's like a madrega down from a drama. It's just when it gets there, it can't continue, so it stops. But that's the whole element is about grama. The whole next element is about grama. So, okay. Hold the question. Okay. So the Morris says, so it means, with the Morris, assuming the Kash and Rav, but to put water on is not permitted. And Rav says, you have to put water on. So the Morris answers, who the Omer Kershim Benanis? He's saying that Rishim Benanis, where there is the case over here, you just basically not doing, you're just putting a situation where the fire will go out. Shimonada said you're allowed to actually put something and cover the box, you're allowed to be more active in the process, and that's mutter. So Mor says, no, Amadomer Shimonada's Yneshahu Macharech. Gram Kiba Miomer. There is, in the Shimonada's case, at the end of the day, when it gets there, it's also, it's doesn't have the oxygen that it needs, so therefore it doesn't proceed any further. But in this case, the water actively extinguishes the fire. So that, where do you see Rishon Menanis was matter that? The verse says, in yes, how do I know that? That Rishon Menanis was matter even in the case of Gram Kibui. Miktani Sefer, Ryosi Oyser Bekli Cheres Chadosh, Yimeleim Maya, Shenon Yechel Makabalas, or Vemis Bakum and Makabalas Adleka, Michal Tanakamashori. Rashi says, so the Tanakhama of the Mishnah, which we're assuming is Rishon Benanis, says that you're allowed to make this barrier with these containers of water. Containers, even if they're full of water, even if they're things which Rashi said you can't do it with something which there's the potential for it to burst and then the water will put out the fire. The Tanakhama is not bothered by that. That's called Gram Kibui, because it's not a direct action of doing it. It's you're putting it there. When the fire gets there, it'll burst and put it out. Gram kibui is mutter. So Rav held that putting the water on the other side of the talus is equivalent of gram of that case, and that's going to be mutter, which is not the Tana of the Braisa, who's doing something which is a level less than grama. Grama means when it happens, it's going to be an action of kibui, as opposed to just preventing it from being able to continue. Let's see, Rashi. Near who the Rav Shimon, the Shori Lakubei Dleika Bar Gedi. He blocks the fire with the hide. So Gram Kibeki Hagabla Kishamagia Lamayim Hukava Meomer. Did he say that go this far to say that even when the water's going to put it out? Dilma Hodatani Mamasis and Voice Machitza Mecholakalim Labichadoshim Hamis Bakim Komer. So the Mora assumed that means that a barrier which would burst and put out the fire is a different type of halacha than it just, when it gets there, it can't go any further because there's a barrier blocking it.
Why is the one again with the fresh skin?
You know, it's a good question. I don't remember this sugya so well. Normally, the answer is it's not considered muksa because it's roy to sit on it. You say, but since it's fresh, as he told me, it's not fresh enough that you can't sit on it. But it's roy to sit on if it's not considered muksa. Because we had before tamei mishloach and aris. The more seems to say Urish Balabayas. Except this is over here fresh, wasn't fresh to the point that it wasn't Roy to sit on. So you have to assume. Yeah, good question. There's a machlokes we showed him how to understand this Gemara, that the Groma is the Tana of Nisha is matching, permitting Groma. The Mordechai says that the Groma is not the Raisa, but it's also the Rabbanon, but because of the situation of the Leika, it's as much as they made certainly certain for the person, but they allowed Groma due to the situation of the Leika, but sans the situation of the Leika, Groma is also. There's a Magen of Ram, which learned that the Rush argues and says that Groma is mutter, period, even not in the situation of the Leika. There are more Paskins like the Mordechai, that ground keeper is only mutter in a situation where there was a hefsid or something that which Chazal were making matter, otherwise it's going to be also. That's the Magen of Rome, Hilchos Yom Tov, Tavkif Yud Daled, passing like the Rosh, that ground keeper is permitted. We'll see more of it as we go down the Yomid. Okay. Turn around, Bonin. Ner shall gabi tavlo. You have a ner. Now Rashi says ner delegus. It's talking about a regular ner, which is the way it's used usually in the Gemara, which means like an oil lamp. Tosis doesn't like that shot because you'll see why in a second. So that this ner, which is on this tray, tablet. And Naira is a tablo, but him and the fellas, you're allowed to shake it off, it'll fall off. Him cups the cups, it goes out. So he says, you know, we had before that to be able to, you move you tilt the oil at all a little bit towards the fire, you're called maver, you tilt a little bit away, it's called mechaba, and over here you're shaking the thing off. He says, oh, it's well, then go out, it's okay, how does that shtim? So at least, so therefore Tosis says the Reis says that there was no oil left in it. It was just like the wick pulling up the last little pieces of fire. You know, the oil was, there's no oil left. So it's not shifting any oil around. It's still burning because there's a little bit of oil which is in the wick, but that's not affected by the movement. Some of the Rishonim suggest we're talking about actually over here. We're using the word ner, referring to a ner shel shaiva. So that's that movement doesn't. The movement doesn't. You're not being makarev or being merachik by the ner shel shaiva, and he does it gently, so it's not body is going to go out. Now the Mor says, "Amr dvei Rabbi Yanai loishana lebeshecheach." This had to. You have to deal with the basis issue. If you put the ner on top of this tavel because you want it to be there, so the tavel now becomes a basis. And you can't move the tavla. Abba Maniach Nas is Bosa the Dabur Azur.
I'm not going to be able to answer to them. Answer the actual, the physics of it, whether it's correct, incorrect, whether it's how it works. It's at, but the point they're saying is the wax candle, even the very minimal amount of liquid is there, and that gets absorbed into the wick, and it recreates itself a moment later from the, so the movement of the wax candle is not going to be considered as an act of extinguishing the fire, because it has its own way of replenishing itself. Whereas when I tilt the wick of the oil lamp away from it, it has no way of replacing itself. So I'll keep burning and I'll get more oil. I can't do that. I'll keep burning and I'll get more wax. I can do that. So it's the act of tilting the oil away is considered a kibui, whereas I have to shifting the wax candle is not considered a kibui. That's the way I understand what they're saying. I can't tell you whether the physics makes sense or not. Okay. Tana. Ner shachuri hadelis. You have a ner which is behind the door. Now, this Machlokes Rosh Hashanah, exactly what it means behind the door. So one shot it means it's on the back of the door. One shot is it's behind the door, means like we would say, well, that's right behind the door. It means it's right near the door. When you open the door, it's right there. So the Braisa says that Pesach v'noyel kedarka. You open up the door regularly. Vim kavsa kavsa, goes out or goes out. So that's what the Braisa says. The word says light alo rav. So Rav gave a curse to any person who does this. They should, you know, be cursed. He gave a klala, you know, full-fledged klala said by Rav, pronounced by Rav, if you do such a thing. So I'm Ravina l'Ravacha, b'rei d'Rav, v'amar l'Ravacha, b'rei d'Rav l'Ravashi. My time out light, olo Rav. Why did Rav give this curse? Now, Ilema, if you'll explain the reason why he gave the curse, is Mishum the Rav, Sabalakur Rebbe Yehuda. The Tana, Ketoni, law of Shimon. So Rosh Shimon, the Tana is basing himself on Rosh Shimon, Dov Shemim is Kavan is Mutter. Rav passes like Rav Yehuda, Dov Shemim is Kavan is Osir. So, Mishum the Rav, Sabala, Rav Yehuda, Kolatoni, Rav Shimon is Melet, Layit, Lay. So, you know, because you hold like Rav Shimon, you give clothes to people who hold like Rav Yehuda, I mean, that's not fair. Because you hold like Rav Yehuda, you give clothes to people who hold like Rav Shimon, that you have no right to do. Amalei, so Ravashi, or alternatively Ravacha Breit Rava, answered, "Baha filer Rav Shimon Moida, Rav Shimon is Moida over here to Habayi, but Rava Damit Havayu Moida Rav Shimon Psikreisha below Yomus." Rav held this as a Psikreisha, and that's why even Rav Shimon would hold his cases also. Amr Bihuda, Pesach Adam Delis Kenegada Mazur B'Shabbos. So, this case is clearly it was you have your fire sitting in the pit, whatever it is, and the door is directly open towards it. You're allowed to open up the door, even though it's right Kenegada Mazur. Kenegada Mazur, as you should understand, the mean that even though the wind's going to blow in and cause the fire to increase. Was the light Allah Baya gave a klala to do that. And was B'maya skin, what was the case that we're referring to? Ilem Baruch Mitsuya. So that the wind which is blowing outside was a regular wind. So opening up the door lets in that air, the fire is not going to be increased because of that type of wind. My time demand the osir. So why would a baya feel that that's osir? What's the problem? So Maris says, Elam or see Baruch Shein Mitzvah. If the case was a Baruch Shein Mitzvah, there's a strong wind blowing, you open up and the wind's going to whip in and whip up the fire, so my time of the Mount of Shuri. So why would the Baruch say it's Mutter? So Maris answers, Lailam Baruch Mitzvah. We're talking about a Baruch Mitzvah. It's a regular wind, and the question is, are you allowed to open the door with a regular wind? So the Maris Sabrak is reading, Abaya holds, we do not allow him to do it as a gzeira, because he might do it when the wind is blowing more strongly, and that'll be problematic. So we're not going to be matter him. So he can't set up his house in such a way. He has to understand he cannot do this. And the Brisa says Marsav Logar, whereas the Brisa was not considered, was not gozer on that. Tosis understands that we pass him like a Baya. Baya the Amora came along and said this is not something we should be doing. So if you learn that it's a Gzeira, especially it means that Brisa did not have a Gzeira, and a Baya came along and made a Gzeira. So the Baya, which was four generations later, instituted a Gzeira over here that you cannot do this, and therefore a person has to be careful. The person shouldn't set up his fire situation in such a situation that by opening the door you're going to cause the fire to become greater. You go open the door, it has the potential for making the fire become greater, because if it does have the potential, even if it's not going to happen this time, is not going to happen, there's a gzera, you might open the door in a time where it would happen. No, I'm trying to tell you not to set up your house like that.
Not to set up the house. So
then didn't say, Rabbi, I didn't realize there was Shabbos and there's Isra fires. What do I do now? Like, hello, you didn't know Shabbos exists and a fire exists? Set up your house. Don't put the fire right next to the door. I mean, not the fire is like all the other end of the house, you know. It's right there. You put a fire right next to there, you know. Like, and when the doorman says, yeah, the fire got bigger. Wow, I didn't realize that. Yeah, when, wow, you didn't realize that, you know.
But why do we have to say Abaye instituted this rather than saying that he thought there was
You could say either way, but I mean, the Brisa is clearly was saying that there wasn't, and the Bias was saying that was not, you know, either by it, but either it's either by it's passing like the other opinion or by it's introducing a gzera. Either way, we're going to pass it like a value.
I keep thinking what you said, that these houses are just little 12 by 12 houses anyway, so it's like, how are you going to set it up? Somebody opened the door.
Yeah, good. So Tosis says the case was that the Madura was near the door. You know, it wasn't like it was all the way, the other end of the other end. Let's see Rashi. Near Dor Lake, we're talking about a crucial is the your cruise, which is holding the oil. So Rashi says we're talking about an oil one. He says only with the shachach, the shachach of Yom al tabla shalomidas. He did not intend to leave it there going into Shabbos. He just put it down there for, and then he forgot that it was there. That's the locha, the Reno Tam Paskins, that if a person would put it there with intent to remove it before Shabbos and forgets to move it, that's not called a bosses. Even though he put it there intentionally, but his intent wasn't to leave it there for Shabbos. We had that before in the third parak. Excuse me, light or late. I'll call a Murren Kane. Rav gave a clause to any person who was going to paskin like this price of opening the door with the Acharya Delis. So Murren says, why? If he holds a Kibbehuda, the Amr Dabashan is Kaban is Osir. So somebody else paskin like Rav Shimon, he can't give him a klola. Sikreshe, Bahochanami, Ruach Machabe. Well, we hear how Rashi says it. The Rashi learns the problem was that the wind's going to put it out. So Rashi's not learning that the candle was on the door, and the problem was the movement of the door is affecting the candle. Rashi learns that the question was opening up the door, and the wind's going to blow it out. Can I get a Madura? When you have a large fire, the wind doesn't put it out, the wind whips it up. Somewhere said, what was the case? The average wind was not going to cause the fire to increase. It's not a psikreshia. So Moore says it was, and it's Ruch Shein Mitzuya, so why would anybody say it's Mutter? Okay. Oh, it's a Mechitza. So the Tanakhama said, you're allowed to make this Mechitza. Yeah. Right. So it's not considered, it's not a bosses. No, that's the case of Meniach. We're contrasting the case of Shachach and the case of Meniach. A person intentionally left it there, so that becomes a bosses. Yeah, as opposed to just a lamp. A Madura was you make a wood fire to heat the house. That's what a Madura was for. You know, to heat the house, cook, etc. What? Well, you can use a Madura as a torch, but it means a larger fire. Yeah, I mean, you're closing. You're focusing on the word, or you're focusing on the case? Well, the word, Madura, means...
It switched words from or to Madura. I'm wondering, variable is where it's located and the type of fire that it is. And it seems like we've got both of those changed here. It's a bigger fire, or maybe a different type of fire.
Well, we changed from Nair, which is a lamp, to a Madura, which was a fire you'd make on the ground, you know, but the difference is you don't make a little fire on the ground, you're not using it for light. The Nair is made for, the lamp is made for light, this is made for heat or cooking. The difference obviously going to be you're making something larger, so Madura is larger. So now the Tana Kama said that you're allowed to make this, you're allowed to block it with cannon. So Malayim, whether the Malayim, whether the Rekonim, and Rav Shimon adds, it's only if it's not B'kli Charis, which are Chadoshim, which might burst and put out the fire. The Tana Kama, like you said before, was not concerned with that. And he said, even though it's made with new ones, which might burst and put out the fire, that's okay, because Gram Kibbo Yismutter. The Memra, do you mean to say, the Rabbanan Savri, Gram Kibbo Yismutter? So we should have concluded over here that the Tana Kama holds Gram Kibbo is Mutter. So since you're not directly putting it out, you're putting it over here. The fire will come there, burst the thing, will put out the fire. That's not called directly putting it out. It's called Grama. So Grama is Mutter. And Rav Shimon says, Yossi says, no, it's not Mutter. So if it's just going to block and it's And the fire can't go further. That's a level less than Grumma even. It's just not going any further. But to act, it's going to put it out when it gets there. Right? That's he holds his us. Okay. More so that's the machlokes. But the problem is if Chushimin and Lahu, we have a brisa which says the opposite. Netanya Oisin Mechitza Vekelim Rikonin. You're allowed to make a mechitza with empty vessels. Or with ones which have liquid in them, but they were type of things which can withstand the heat. And what's that referring to that you're allowed to use? Not earthenware kalim, which might burst from the heat. Metal kalim. So metal kalim are not going to burst from the heat. And the heat wasn't necessarily intense enough that it's going to melt the metal, so the water is going to stay put inside. So that's okay. So the het over here is not actively, it's not going to be actively putting out the fire when it gets there, it's just going to block it from going any further. That's a Tana Kama. Right. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Af Kli Kfar Shichin U Kli Kfar Chananya Ein Darchon Lehishtaber. So there are earthenware kalim, but they're made from the clay, which is found in these places, Kfar Shichin and Kfar Chananya. They don't burst. So I mean, there is even an earthenware kalim which you can rely on. You have a fire moving across on the ground. No. It's going on the ground, and you have this barrier. You make a barrier. So, of earthenware things. Well, I don't care what you make the barrier with. You make a barrier with something that doesn't burn. So when it gets there, the fire goes out.
Oh, so we don't really want it to burst and have the water come out and put out.
Right. That's the thing. You're making you're blocking that it can't go any further.
It's not the water. It's just
what's contained. Now, so basically it means that Tana Kama said, you can't get near having anything burst and put out the fire. And it says, no, you know, you can rely on these things also. So the Mishnah has a ton of comments saying, you know, I don't care, brand new ones, burst, fires, okay, took the hate. You're saying, no. And I'm just saying, the saying, whoa. And you're saying, okay, what's the problem? So, like, you know, some steering, so, like, some more like this. Correct, but the Tana Kama is answering those kalim also. This means the Tana Kama is distancing himself from any possibility that it might break and put out the fire. It's still not acceptable. Which in our Mishnah, the Tana Kama is saying that's okay. And Rabbi Yossi is at least in this sense is being more makel than the Tana Kama. Listen, you know, we'll take our chances. Whereas in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi was not, you know.
What does he propose that you do? Just let the fire go?
Who is he?
The person who says that you can't. What does he do? Just let it go.
If you can't.
Nothing's breaking here.
If you don't have those kelim available, which would be allowed, so you'll let the fire go.
You just let it go?
Yeah. What's the problem? There's no danger to life. We're not saying anybody's life over here. There's three people in the house. It's a house sitting in the middle of the midbar. Ain't burning anything down. So you want to save your house or you want to walk outside. Well,
let it
burn. I told you the story I had with the Baal HaBos in Cleveland. You know, I was my mazel. You know, there's a group of Baalish people which are not from yet used to come in for a shir, and so the regular Magid shir wasn't there. So I was giving a halacha shir to a group of advanced people which already we know frum, etc. So the person was supposed to give like the Pirkei Avos shir to him didn't show up. He says, little John of Iran goes halacha shir. I was learning the halacha to like him a Shabbos. So it says over here, there's no danger to life, and you're not living in proximity to other. If you're living in proximity to other houses, we presume danger, because even if your house is safe, the fire will spread, and the next house maybe there's somebody elderly or a young child which can't get out. We presume danger. But if you're living in this, you know, detached, you know, separate house all by itself, there's no danger, you know, and you know there's three people in the house and they're all outside, there's no danger to life, so you can't put it out. So one of the guys pipes up, and I know the guy, this guy owns a mansion out in Pepper Pike, out in this estate, all the way from everybody else. He says, Rabbi, do you really mean to tell me that if the fire breaks out in your house and there's no danger to life, you're not going to put the fire out? I said, I hope so, I'm going to do the right thing. He says, Rabbi, you're crazy. Rabbi, you're crazy. I said, oh, thank you. It was like the guy who didn't get turned off the Yiddish guy, it became frum. But it was like, it wasn't a good mazel.
If God forbid your table caught fire, you're not shot. Could you not let water or towels around it or something to keep it from spreading to the house?
Well, that's what we're grappling with, right? The more is saying, that's the argument. Is Gram keeping mutter or not?
Although, the fact that where we live, you were talking about the houses being close together,
right?
Wouldn't there be an additional pickup method?
If you're dealing with something which the potential of the fire is to go to, let's in the sugya. We'll discuss how we pass in halacha lemaisa separate because it Okay. So Morris says maybe b'chitema epuch masnisin Rabbi Yossi the brisa epuch masnisin. So I first of all, what we're going to do is we'll switch around in the Mishnah. So the Tanakhama is prohibiting, and Rabbi Yossi is permitting, as opposed to how we have it right now. Okay. So Rabbi Yossi is matar any keli, even a brand new one. So then we still have a problem. So what's the b'raisa over here? The Tanakhama says Osir. So that fits with the Tanakhama, the changed version of our Mishnah, that the Tanakhama is prohibits. Rabbi Yossi says it's mutter even brand new ones. So what do I need to care about kfar shichin ones which don't burst, even ones do burst in mutter? Rabbi Yossi, the b'raisa l'divrayim kamer. He's saying, listen, according to me, I really don't care if they burst or not. You do worry about bursting. But at least, I tell you, once the crush it and don't burst, like, what are you worried about? So that's the argument of the Pshat and the Brisa. Morris says, that would solve all the problems. The Morris says, Mimotis, if after law, you can't switch the Brisa around. Va'omer Rabba bar tachlifa mishmei de Rab. Man Tana Gram Kibayoster is a Yossi. The Tana that we have, Rab is saying Lamaisa, the correct understanding is Rabbi Yossi is the one who holds Gram Kibayoster. Eloilam Loy Sepuch. So the Mor says the way you're going to answer this Bryce is in the following way. The Bryce of Kuller, we leave the Tana of the Mishnah, of the Mishnah as is. The Tana Kama says Gram Kibayoster Mutter, Rabbi Yossi says Gram Kibayoster. And the Brisa goes, Brisa kula Rabbi Yossi. The Brisa is all Rabbi Yossi. Uksur b'achzav b'achik tani. Oysen mechitza b'kelem rikonim kelem rikonim ar mutter. Ube meleim, shedarchan lishtaber, meleim, which are ain't darchan lishtaber. Again, if it's darchan lishtaber according to BRC, you can't use them. But kalim which are not mishtaber will not burst. You're allowed to use. Ve'elu and kalim shem darchan lishtaber kli matas and kli kfar shichin. Okay, so we solved that problem. Let's see Rashi. Afkik farshichin, cheres osi mi oisa offer chazaku. The earthenware from those places is stronger, but mishtaber doesn't break. Amal rabiyasi begram kibu is tvei mekel mi rabonin. So he's being more lenient than the chacham. So we'll have Rabbi Yossi, the one that's saying Gram Kibbe is mutter, the Chomer said Gram Kibbe is also. And the Braisa is the Divrayim Kamar Lahu. The Braisa, the Masha, the Bahanu, the Paki, Moida, if it bursts, it's also. And now you tell me Rabbi Yossi, even if it bursts, it's mutter. So we still haven't solved that problem. The Kvar Sheikh and Kvar Chananya, who the Kishori only permits Kvar Sheikh and Kvar Chananya. Tells the Divrayim Kamar Lahu. Lididi, kol hakelim shor. The gram kibbe is mut. I own everything is mut. El diditchu, according to you, nihidah svisu gram kibbe. Even though your gram kibbe is aser, but at least idly, at least me is at least agreement to me. The bahani, you feel a gram like him. There's no gram kibbe. That's how the more suggests. The more said that's not going to work. The more said like this. We still are going to have a steer between Rabbi Yossi and the Chacham to the Chacham, the Tanya. We learn like this. Hare Shohay Shem Kasub Loyal Psorah. A person has the Shem's name written in ink on his skin. Lo Yirchaitz Velo Yosuch Lo Yamad B'Mokam Etinoifus. So he has three halachas. A, he cannot wash that area because it's going to be erasing Hashem's name. Can't anoint it with oil, be erasing Hashem's name. And he can't stand uncovered where that name Hashem is uncovered in a place which is not would not be proper where Hashem's name should be found. There's soya there. Now, nisdam neloy tvila shel mikvah. So let's say he has to go to the mikvah. He's good, very nice, not washed there, but he has he has to go to the mikvah. Tvila shel mitzvah. So what do you do? Karach olel gemi, you cover it with this gemi was a type of a reed which was elastic, etc. You could it's waterproof. You would put it on top. We yard of a table. The more is going to ask why is it in the chatzitza further down the yom. Okay.
So, and why is it not a separation?
Correct. So the more and he does and he's table. So, which means he's taking some steps to prevent the water from erasing the Hashem's name. Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Lo'elam, Yared V'Tayim V'Kedarka, today, go to the mikvah, normally. As long as you don't actively rub it off, it's mutter. So in other words, even the water is going to erase it, but you don't actively do it, that's okay, because Groma is mutter. The Tanakhama says Groma is Aser. So here we have, before we have Rabbi Yossi saying Groma is Aser and Tanakhama says Groma is Mutter. And here we have Rabbi Yossi saying Groma is Mutter. The Chum is saying Groma is Aser. So we have a steer in how they approach Groma. Some more answers. Shani Hosam, Dom Rekroa, Vibadatam Eshwam, Minamokam Ahu. The Isser of erasing Hashem's name is, it says that you should destroy the Avodah Zorah names, their presence, and don't you dare do that to Hashem. So we darshan this an issur of ibud shem, destroying Hashem's name, from this pasuk. But it says it in the language of actively doing it. So we make a drasha asiyahuda aser grama shori. This is only if a person actively does it, not if it happens passively. The Mora says that's very nice, and by Shabbos. So I have the same drasha over here. If you're telling me you're darshan the pasuk that the isser is only asiya, but groma is mutter, so mashava should be the same thing. I don't see the difference. Some more answers. So really, Rabbi Yossi's groma is mutter. Okay. So that's why we're there, Groma's Mutter. So why we're here, they say Groma's Aser. He says, again, Chazal limited what you were doing because saying, okay, great, so I'm going to put containers that have water in it to put to the fire. The next thing, always putting out the fire. You know what? You can block it, which it'll go out by itself, but anything which will in some way put out the fire, and you start making cheshbonos, I'll use the ones which have water, I'll put water in them to put out the fire. When it gets there, that's, you know, you're putting out the fire directly, stay away. So really means mikra din rez agrees grama is mutter. And by Shabbos, there's a specific reason why grama is going to be awesome. The Mor says, but that doesn't solve the chachamim. If that's the solution, kasha the rabbanon, the rabbanon, we still have the kasha of the chachamim to the chachamim, and it's a kabbal karma. Ma hasim darim balam b'moinoi shori. By Shabbos, where we're worried about the person, we have a reason to make a gzeira. The chachamim say, nags and to hate, it's mutter. So hachal akolshke. So we also should be mutter. Okay? So the Mor says, if that, if we don't understand, according to this this approach, how you understand the chachamim. Okay, and the Mor says, look at this, one second. You are understanding that the reason why the Chachamim said you have to cover it was because of the problem of raising Hashem's name. The Tisba, do you really think that's the pshat? Okay, we'll have to hold it here. Yeah, we'll hold it here.